All right, team, how we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And the message, the lesson that I have for you today is this: there is a line. My question is, what side of the line are you on? One side of the line is filled with abundance. It's filled with energy. It's saying, hey, I'm going to make it happen from this side of the line. And on the other side of the line is scarcity. It's fear. It's what if this, what if that? And it's all the worst case scenarios that could possibly happen. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be aware of the worst case scenarios. I'm not saying that at all. And in life, just being alive, you're going to have worst case scenarios. They're going to be there. But the question is, what do you choose to focus on? And it's important that we get ourselves conditioned and we get ourselves in the mindset of focusing on what we can do, what it is we're capable of, and reinforcing that dialogue through the power of repetition to get us in a state of confidence and belief as often as possible. It's easy to default to thinking of negativity, thinking of worst case scenarios, and thinking of, you know, what we may not be able to do, what we can't do, what we've never done before. But if we can prime ourselves every day and get ourselves in the mindset of belief, of capability, and of ability, we will be able to spend more time on the right side of the line. And the right side of the line is the side of abundance. This is what I'm going to make happen. This is what I'm going to do because I believe I can. And when you keep yourself in that frame of mind often and you cue it up daily, it's not something that just happens because you happen to wake up that way today, but it's something that you cue up daily by taking time each day to sit with yourself and say, hey, let me get myself right, and then I'll be ready to attack my day, as opposed to the fire drill that most people start their day in and being a part of, which is scarcity-based, reactive-based, and it's not the best way of being if you want to make things happen and feel really good about what it is you are making happen. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was looking at a building in town that I thought would be a great building, beautiful, old historic building where people currently live. There's a beautiful retail store and it just provides the town something amazing. So I told 3 to 5 people that I'm very close with about the idea and the thought, and it was not embraced by those people because of the work, of what could go wrong, the pipe that could burst, the roof that could leak, and this, that, and the other thing. And good thing, before having that conversation with them, I spent a lot of time understanding the building, understanding the value, why it was valuable to me, what it is that I want to make happen, what it can do for the town. And they didn't know anything about that. They were just focused on that other side of the line, which was scarcity, fear, what if this could happen, that could happen, oh my gosh, that they didn't see the opportunity. And how many times does that happen in life where there's a great opportunity and we choose not to see it, or we don't see it because we're so focused on what could go wrong and what will not go right that we forget about what could go right and what will go right if we believe that it will. And that's what today's episode is all about. It's about you believing in what it is you can make happen and what will go right because you believe that it will go right. Now, many of us, myself included at times, we can default to that scarcity-based thinking because maybe we've never done this thing before. Maybe we don't have a lot of experience surrounding this thing. Maybe our parents at some point said, well, maybe you shouldn't do that. Or you were not taught to take risks, or you're not conditioned to take these kind of risks. Whatever it is, that is scarcity-based, other side of the line thinking. So today's episode is about priming yourself every day to get on the other side. Hey, what am I going to make happen today? What are we going to do today? What great opportunity is going to come in today? And for some, you may hear this and say, Coach, I don't know about that. This sounds a little bit too perfect world, rah, rah, hoo, hoo. And that's exactly what this is. This is conditioning your mind to see opportunity. It doesn't mean go against your gut. It doesn't mean go against your instincts. But it does mean go against that pessimist and that person that can live within us that talks us out of any risk or wants to keep us in what I call perceived safety, that zone of perceived safety. We want to move away from that because it's not real. We want to move ourselves into this mindset of can, this mindset of belief, this mindset of we can do anything if we believe we can. And it's amazing too how the resources start to show up. Once you make that distinction and once you make that decision that anything's possible or this is going to be possible, I'm going to be able to do this because I believe I can, people start showing up, resources start showing up, and everything begins to change. But it changed because you made a decision to get on the other side of the line. So that's what today is about, getting yourself on the other side of the line. Coach, how do I do it? You do it by taking time each day, talking to yourself in a way that is strong, that is bold, that gets you to believe and think that you can do this. You got to coach yourself, folks. You got to coach yourself to believe that you can do these things that you want to do. You're going to hear a lot of chatter out there and people that tell you you can't, but you got to believe that you can. And you've heard this before, but you got to believe it. Believe that you can. Condition your mind to believe that you can. If you haven't ever sold anything of this deal size before, for those of you that are in sales, why haven't you? Why haven't you sold that $1 million deal, that $1.5 million deal, or that $100,000 deal, or for some of you, that $20,000 deal, or $5,000, whatever it may be, whatever your biggest deal is? It's because you haven't yet put yourself in the mindset to believe that you can. I was coaching somebody last year, and we talked about the average salary he had for the past 3 years. And he said, Coach, my average salary was $150,000. I said, okay, so that means you think and act like a $150,000 a year person. And that silence is exactly what happened. He never thought of it that way. So whatever your average earnings are what they are because you act like and think like that. So if you want to elevate and you want to take yourself to that next level and that next threshold, you have to start thinking like somebody at that next level and that next threshold. Because right now you think like this and you get this. So in order to get that, you have to think like that to get that. So start to break down. Well, why is it that I think? What am I thinking? How am I thinking? How am I doing? What am I doing? And I need to make some changes there to get myself up. So when I coach people, that's what it's about. It's about breaking through their current position to get them to their next position by changing how they think, how they view things, and how they act. Change their actions. Change your actions, you change your results. It's that simple. So that's the example of finances. But wherever it is in your life, oh, this always happens to me. It happens to you always because you always think and act and do X, Y, and Z. Do a different X, Y, and Z. And that thing that always happens to you will not always happen to you anymore. That's how this works. If you want to elevate and you want to take your game to the next level and you want to get yourself to that position of champion, you do so by changing how you think, changing how you act, and ultimately your results will change. But that all comes from an abundance mindset and a belief mindset that I'm going to make it happen. Even if I feel tugging and pulling to get me pulled back to where it is that I feel most comfortable, we got to work through that, get past comfortable, realize that you're moving to a new place. There will be discomfort, but eventually you will adapt and then you'll go to your next place and there'll be discomfort and then you'll adapt. And then what was once uncomfortable will become comfortable. And that's how growth works. You got to keep putting yourself into uncomfortable to become comfortable and then get yourself back to uncomfortable. So through all of that growth and all of that comfortable to uncomfortable, uncomfortable to comfortable, you'll eventually find yourself at a much different place and a much different level. And you'll find yourself thinking differently and believing differently. And therefore you'll be living differently and becoming somebody different. And most times that's the person that you want to be and aspire to be. And that's the person that maximized their full potential. So that's my lesson for you today. And it's a good one. So make sure you listen to it again. If you find someone around you that's a small thinker or could use an elevation in their thinking, share this with them. Help us build this community of champions. I can't do it alone. And for those of you that haven't heard yet, my new book, Habits of a Champion Team, is coming out in November. And you can head on over to danacavalia.com and you can get your signed copy on a pre-order over there. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me here and helping me build this community and team of champions. And if you're not on the daily newsletter, daily blog, also head on over to danacavalia.com and get on there. And every morning, I'm going to send you some inspiration, motivation, and encouragement and coaching to your inbox. So make sure you get on that newsletter. And I'll be talking to you real soon. So I'll see y'all next week. Stay strong. Let's win here. We got a few weeks left here in 2021. Let's finish strong. And the only way we're going to finish strong is by elevating and getting on the other side of the line and thinking in terms of abundance. Let's go. I'll see you soon. Come on.